7, in re amendments to the VAT rules of professional conduct 7.1 and 7.2.
The State Bar of Nevada thanks the court for the opportunity to review the proposed amendments to the Nevada Rules of Professional Conduct, NRCP 7.1 and 7.2, regarding lawyer advertising in the state of Nevada. The Board of Governors established a task force to look at advertising as we had not really looked at it for about 10 years. So the task force was put into effect, and that task force made certain recommendations, which resulted in this ADKT being submitted on July 10, 2017. It was submitted by the then President, Brian Scott, who's present. With the court's permission, I want to provide a brief overview of why the State Bar considers these amendments to be important. Adopting ABA Model Rule 7.1, the task force, looked at the ABA 7.1 compared to our rule of 7.1. And we felt that the language stood for itself with regard to the ABA language, and it actually permitted more flexibility to the committee with regard to determining what is advertising that should be reviewed, and gives more flexibility to interpretation. The recommendation with regard to the task force was to look at in 7.1 more closely and to mirror it to the ABA. So the language, I will touch upon that in a minute with regard to 7.1. We also are expanding the filing requirements. The task force discussed the overall regulation structure of advertising. And one of the missing elements was social media. Before this proposal, social media was exempt, and so it was not being reviewed by the advertiser. So it was determined what type of social media should be, in whatever form, should be regulated and are reviewed. And therefore, the recommendation was to amend the filing requirement to include any form of advertising in which there is a paid placement. So if somebody pays for an advertisement to be placed anywhere on social media, there's a fee or some consideration for that, that would be something that would have to be reviewed. It does not include, there's an exemption for websites. So that was what the recommendation with regard to the task force was, that social media, where it's paid, should go and be approved by and through the advertising committee. It was also decided that currently we have a task force for advertising both north and south. But as a practical matter, those north and south committees on advertising meet together. And so what was once impossible because of video conferencing, we now have those committee meetings together. And so the task force proposed one task force for both north and south, made up of four from the north and four from the south and three lay. Pretty much, you know, it's not a substantial change, but it's one that will assist with regard to organizing the advertising committee. An important discussion we had was with regard to the task force was there was a loophole in advertising that was being taken advantage of by certain advertisers on a fairly frequent basis. And that loophole was the committee meets about every 6 months. They review the advertising, and if they found that there was something wrong with that advertising, they would turn it over to the Bar Council office. The Bar Council office would then contact them about the problem with the advertising, and they would pull the advertising. So if they changed their advertising about every 6 to 8 months, even though it was not complying with the rules, they would not have to pay a fine or have any penalties. So that loophole is suggested to be removed so that they have to comply with the rules from the outset, and there is no grace period that they can use the advertising without being responsible. They can use the advertising always, and they usually do. They submit it to the advertising committee, and the advertising committee doesn't get a chance to review it till later, but they're already able to use it, so therefore that's where the loophole develops.
Mr. Leverty, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be another loophole, though, on social media if it has to, the distinction that has to be paid advertising? You can touch a lot of people with an advertisement without having to pay for it.
Yeah, well, if they don't have to pay for it in the social media, then it wouldn't be governed. But let's say they gave any kind of consideration, that's considered to be payment under the rule. So the answer is, yes, it has to be paid. There is social media that kind of expands, but we were looking at that social media where, for example, we gave an example in the ADKT, if somebody pays $1,000 as a gift in exchange for to a charity in exchange to get paid for social media, that would come under the rules.
Is the committee large enough to handle the amendments? Is the committee large enough to handle amendments?
Yes.
Or do you need some more people to view these advertisements?
No, they're very efficient. The advertising committee is very efficient with regard to reviewing. I've been there, I've watched them. They know, and they can review everything. Before the meetings, they send out the proposed advertisements, so by the time they meet, they've already reviewed it. So the process is very quick.
You don't think you need a separate committee in the South where we have the most of the advertisements?
They're
making it a little easier for everybody. Trying to make it easier.
It is easier now by the joint meetings, the North and South. So as a practical matter, the South isn't meeting and hasn't found a need to meet because they join. They have the same person, the administrator for the bar, assisting them, and they put it all together. But I can defer, I think, to the bar staff. Do we have any issues with it? It's pretty efficient as it's running currently. So it's basically currently working.
I have no objection whatsoever if you need more people. I mean, if you need more people, you need to get more people.
Yeah, and I have no objections to getting more people involved in the process, except it's felt that if we limit it, it'll be more efficient. But if it isn't, we'll be back here.
What is the number of ads that are reviewed?
I actually have that number. We put it, there's 150 a year that we looked at. However, I was just told by the Bar Council that actually he just did a total of the last 6 months and it's running about 20 a month. So there's, but it is consistently the same attorneys doing the advertising and placing the, that comes to the next recommendation is that currently all the bar membership is paying for the review the advertising. So under the rule proposed changes, there will be a fee of $100 for the review of advertising. So that the cost of about $20,000 a year for that review process will be borne by those to a certain extent, by the ones that are advertising. However, the Board of Governors is being given permission to increase that fee if it deems it's necessary. Yes, I'd like to go into...
Before you leave that area, Ms. Scott, do you want to assist?
Just one clarification. The number of ads that the State Bar review is about 400. We refer about 100 to the Office of Bar Council.
Yeah, I ask about that because this last week, being on a bus where I could look at billboards coming in from out in Henderson back into Las Vegas, the number of new billboards and lawyers I've never seen before on billboards had increased exponentially.
With regard to amending disclosure requirements to 7.2, the committee looked, the task force looked at that, and the model rule doesn't have disclaimers, but most of the states that we looked at did have disclaimers. So basically, we found that some of the disclaimers kind of were repetitive. So what we did is the task force basically went through the language and eliminated some language that it would consider to be interpretive guidelines, and it was not providing clarity. So the language was rewritten with regard to 7.2 as disclosures for clarity. So those are the two areas with regard to the proposals as to advertising. Summary is that one is we make recommendations to follow the ADA, and the other is with regard to 7.2, we keep the Nevada rule unique, and we continue to have the review of all advertising, because Nevada is one of three states where the bars review attorneys' advertising, and it was recommended by the task force to continue that practice. Any questions?
Justice Horsey, I'm on the initial, he was the Supreme Court Justice, but I was a district court judge when we first started this process, but it's worked out fairly well.
Yeah, I can't say enough for the State Bar and the committees who have carried out the work in this area. I mean, it's been tremendous, and I know it's time-consuming, and I know they also have reviewed some entertaining ads, maybe not ethical, but entertaining. One of the questions, though, I had, Mr. Leverty, are there any other rules like this that the bar enforces through the use of interpretive guidelines? One of the cautionary areas I recall in this when regulating this area are First Amendment rights of attorneys to advertise. And if we are shifting to interpretive guidelines, maybe you could walk through the process or the contemplated process for enacting those, for making them available to lawyers to review. Who approves them? Does this court or does the state bar? They seem to be, in a sense, regulations that help interpret the rules. I appreciate the need for flexibility because of the changing nature of advertising, but I was first, I've thrown several questions, I apologize, but the first is, does the bar use interpretive guidelines in other contexts, and if they, and how would the interpretive guidelines in this context operate operationally?
Well, the rule itself has mandatory disclosures mm-hmm. for certain things. With regard to, as I understand it, the committee, and I can be clarified, the committee does have interpretive guidelines in regards to other states with regard to, and has their own. Right? Yeah. So the committee does have guidelines, and they can modify those guidelines.
So the committee?
The board of governors.
So the Board of Governors approves the recommended interpretive guidelines by the committee?
Well, they do. We already do, as I understand. So so we review them. Maybe, you know, because of this task force did not review those guidelines.
Yeah, I just wondered if is there a publication process where lawyers are given an opportunity to comment on committee recommended interpretive guidelines.
Yeah, that's a good question too. I don't know if it's on.
Is that something that maybe the rules should consider or contemplate?
Thank you.
I'm just worried the absence of notice could be a problem when one raises an issue that results even in discipline over an interpretive guideline violation.
Yeah. I think that the Board of Governors will consider that.
I'd like to suggest that, Mr. Leverty, I mean, all of these suggestions look really good to me. I really applaud the task force and their work here. That was an area that caught my attention, and I was going to suggest that maybe the Board of Governors take a quick peek at that and see whether it's something that needs to be included in the rule.
Yeah, I think that it would make a lot of sense with regard to allowing the public to comment with regard to guidelines that may apply to them. Anything else?
Any other comments?
Thank you.
Just note for the record, we did receive a letter addressed to our clerk from the firm of Wilson Elzer Law Firm that for the most part supports what you're doing. Her only concern was the 30-day window and whether things could be processed faster, because the offending parties always find a way around the rules. Is there anyone in Carson City who wishes to speak as to this issue? Thank you. With that, we will close the public hearing at this time. The court will take this matter and the other matter under submission. And at this point, as to this matter, do we need anything else from the bar? Any requests?
I really believe, Justice Douglas, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask the bar to consider some process to incorporate in the rule to at least give notice of an opportunity to comment on interpretive guidelines before the Board of Governors acts. I worry that there's this whole area is so fraught with First Amendment due process questions that I would hate to see us get tripped up on something like that. Aside from that, if we had that input, I think we'd be in great shape. And once again, I can't say enough for the Board of Governors and the task force for doing this.
With that, we are adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you for the comments.